Nicolas de Lamar authored one of the most influential legal treaties of the early modern French period, La Traité de la Police. Whilst this brief biographic entry touches upon de Lamar's oeuvre, its primary focus is to interrogate the fundamental, yet historically obscure question, who was Nicolas de Lamar? Born in June 1639 in the small commune of Noisy-le-Grand, 19 kilometres east of Paris, de Lamar died in the capital in August 1723, at the ripe old age of 84, an astonishing achievement at a time when the average life expectancy was between 20 to 40 years of age. With his father Guillaume employed as a notary, and several of his siblings working as practitioners, de Lamar was raised in a fairly well-to-do family, and was certainly privileged enough to study law at a Parisian college. Although never actually graduating from his degree, de Lamar clearly had money to fall back on. Settling in Paris in 1664, de Lamar used his legal training and financial resources to purchase the office of procureur for over 4,000 livres at only 25 years of age. Following the death of his father and brother Pierre, de Lamar found solace in his marriage to Antoinette Savigny in 1670, with whom he produced three children, two girls and a boy. As well as a union of love, de Lamar's marriage also secured a future career move. Savigny's family were both wealthy, possessing 5,000 square metres of vines in Poissy, and well connected with Jean Le Cerf, Antoinette's cousin, working as a commissaire examinant of Paris. It was surely not coincidental that 3 years after their marriage, de Lamar was able to buy his way into commissarial office at the Châtelet for 25,000 livres. Delamar's swift progression through the administrative ranks clearly demonstrated his talent and ambition to succeed, qualities that Louis XIV was quick to take advantage of. Le Roi Soleil handed Delamar the charge of inspecting financial corruption in the construction of Versailles, and was made responsible for appeasing popular unrest and ensuring grain supplies during subsequent periods of dearth in 1693, 1699 to 1700 and 1709. Assured in his administrational capacities, Louis XIV even entrusted de Lamar with the household intendance of his bastard child, Louis de Bourbon, a figure of public disgrace for his homosexual relationship with the Chevalier de Lorraine. Perhaps de Lamar was seen as a good influence that might set his son's ill behaviour straight. De Lamar achieved fame, however, with his Traité de la Police, published in four volumes between 1705 and 1738. From his rigorous exploration of the Paris archives, de Lamar's monumental work, comprising over 700 folios decorated with intricate illustrations, maps and detailed annotations, set out every ordinance, arrêt and regulation concerning the police and public order of the city from antiquity up until de Lamar's present 18th century day. His research experience was clearly one that even today's historians would sympathise with. My sources are spread across such a great number of volumes, all of which, for that matter, are incomplete and mixed with so much irrelevant material, and with so little order that it requires a very great effort to do research." End quote. In his broad survey of the necessary roles and functions the police had assumed in regulating the social, political, religious and economic lives of the city's inhabitants from time immemorial, de Lamar did not intend for his work to be a simple point of reference for Parisian magistrates. Across the many centuries he studied, and the different periods of peace and war, plenty and scarcity, and health and sickness he commented on, Nicolas de Lamar employed history to teach the police of Paris a lesson that would be carried forward. "It is chiefly from past events," de Lamar concluded, "that we can draw the rules of security and conduct for the present and for the future."